Yo, so it's lit. It's 5:22. I got up and I had this shit I had to do. I had to write this thing, and then I had a dentist appointment. So I went there and got my mouth brutalized by the most sadistic dental hygienist. I won't say the worst, but she was up to shit, man. I mean, I know she's doing it. It's a shitty job. They should, I don't know how much dental hygienists make, but they should be fucking highly paid, 'cause who wants them to be mad? I wish that was a thing that you tip at the end. You know, like you know, they know they do a good job and they don't fucking they don't they go a little easy, or they do a little. I know they gotta get in there or whatever, but you know, I don't know, just be a little nicer, a little. I've had gentler dental hygienists than I had today. If they know, hey, I'll get a 20 if I do, is that enough? But there's no tipping, and they don't, and this particular dental hygienist did not give a fuck. She was like, she's, because I was like, you know, look, I'm not telling her to stop, but I'm making noise, and she's like, I have to work. And I said, like, it's pain. She's like, well, I have to do that. I said, I have to go, ow. Well, I don't have a choice. That's a fucking, fuck, man. You got a sharp thing hitting my fucking. At one point, it's in my tongue. All right, enough of that. What she does? That's it's a shitty day to just be looking inside disgusting, gross mouths, doing God's work. Thank you, dental hygienist. Even though you were a little rough, I salute you. So I guess I'll just look at the news. You know. I mean, we're coming up on 500. I had a show last night. It was fun, but it was very hot in the room. I'm the last comic on the show, and it just was like they weren't. I don't know. I feel like maybe I'm getting worse at comedy. No, that can't be true. I was funny. They enjoyed it. I had fun. What a, I'm overanalyzing. I'm very hard on myself. That's why you get such a high bar of excellence from me. You know, like I always say, this show is terrible. This show is bad. This show is the worst thing that I do, though. Everything else I do is pretty good. This show, whew. But you like it, right? So the fact that you like it and I'm saying it's so bad, you see, that's how I get it to be so good, by telling myself everything's bad and terrible. And never being satisfied. That's why my comedy's so great. Or it's not. That's why it's so bad. I can't say it's great, because otherwise I'll lose my edge. It's terrible. McDonald's workers walk out in 10 U.S. cities over sexual harassment epidemic. Oh, come on, man. Who's had sex? Don't sexually harass the fucking McDonald's. You're all at McDonald's. It's you know, it's that we don't. Would you want somebody sexually harassing when you at your the place you go to eat food at the? I guess if I worked at McDonald's, maybe I'd go to Wendy's. 'Cause you're like, hey, I'm at McDonald's all day. But would you want to? No. And it's another tough job. You need somebody grabbing your butt. Stop it. Well, I'm glad they're speaking out. Enough sexual harassment, period. Shouldn't be anywhere. I'm not saying well, yeah, I'm saying no. I'm saying none. But I'm saying sometimes you work with somebody and there's a mutual attraction. You go out on a date. But you keep a profesh in the workplace, you know. Well, maybe if after you date a little while, it's a little exciting to sneak off into the supply closet. I get it. I'm not a total square. But that's after you've had outside contact. Don't initiate in-store contact if you haven't had outside contact. You know, they should have me in at McDonald's to teach everybody how to hook up with the coworker. Because this is the advice that's for you. Feel it out. Don't ask out on a date at work. That's not appropriate. You wait till there is a group outing. Say, hey, everybody. You can initiate the group outing. Say, hey, everybody, let's all go to Great Adventure, Six Flags, whatever your local Six Flags is. And then you can kind of feel it out. But don't say anything, suggest, don't do, just feel it out. See where that person sits when the whole group is going to have a meal. Don't go pushing your way next to them. See where they sit. See if they want to sit next to you on the roller coaster. Maybe there's a little contact there. Don't you do it. You see how it goes, right? Then you say, I think this person might like me a little bit. Then you say, hey, maybe we should go see a movie. Right? Movie, that's nice. And that can mean anything. And then you take from there. Just be a good person. Then eventually, you know, it's it's Bone Town. It's time to do the deed. Everything's cool. And now you don't have people walking out of McDonald's. Okay. Highly probable Pussy Riot activist who was poisoned, say German died. Of course he was poisoned. Those Russians, they're poison crazy. Don't cross them. I'm not even going to say, you know, I shouldn't even said that much. Next thing I know, I got ricin on my doorknob. I don't think I have any Russian listeners. If you do, don't rat me out. Rice University. I think I heard of that. Is that good? Announces free tuition for middle income undergraduate students. Well, there. Can I go there? I want to go back to school now. If it's free? No, I don't. I had enough school. Well, that's. I guess a lot of people. It's going to be hard to get in. But I go to Rice University. That's nice that they're giving it away. Can't we just do it all online? Do you really need to go? Why can't they just have one university for the whole country? And you look at it on your phone. And then a computer grades your test. And then you don't even... You could probably have a... Can't you get like a robot teacher? Can't you automate the whole university system? I know, you want to stay in the dorm. You want to play hacky sack on the quad. Those days are over. Quit looking back. The future is now. Let's get rid of the whole... college system. It's a waste of real estate. So much grass between the buildings. Group them together a little better. Everything's too picturesque. They're trying to. It's all for a catalog shoot. The whole goddamn campus. That's not life. You ever see a city set up like that? No, because it's wrong. Get rid of them. Steamroll them. I'm talking all of Princeton, whatever. And then put up apartment complexes that are more economical with the space. And then, you have one teacher. And everybody, you could probably do that with all schools. Why is anybody going anywhere? We can all be home. Then you go out, and you got to go out to do some stuff, I guess. If I like to go out, but I'm saying I don't want to go out to go to work or school. Do that at home. You ever work from home? It's a dream. Some people are like, I like to go into the please make friends. If you really like to go into the office that badly, you just need to make friends, and then you'll never want to go into the office because that's you're just using it for human contact. Okay. Oh, that's it. We're good. All right. I'll see you fucks tomorrow. We love you.